You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Kirk Treasure, the Vice President, Sales and Marketing at Meditab Software, developers of IMS, Intelligent Medical Software, and a company offering clinical automation systems that maximize productivity, advance patient care, manage utilization, and reduce costs. Kirk, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. So tell me about what Meditab does and your role at the company.
Well, Meditab, as you mentioned, is a clinical automation solutions provider. We essentially take the paper out of the ambulatory practice. So we, for the billing, the documentation, a lot of that information that's usually charted on paper and manila folders and so on and so forth, we take that information and make it electronic. And we also, moving forward, allow them to document and see patients and manage their practice completely electronic, completely paperless. My role in the company is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing Operations. So ultimately, I'm responsible for letting everyone know and making doctors aware of what we do and the market that we service.
Kirk, in the competitive field of electronic records management, what makes Meditab stand out from the crowd?
There are a few things that we do that we think we do a little bit unique and a little bit different than others. First thing I would mention is that IMS is a solution where the core of the product really focuses on the experience of the user, whether the user is a staff member, the provider, or patients. And then we really have a baseline of managing that experience, and we have several tools in place to help manage that experience within the office. So so the doctor can still maintain that personal relationship with his or her patients, as well as the patient's just overall flow and experience through that visit is also optimized and managed as well. Being one of hundreds, if not thousands, of EMR vendors or solution vendors out there, there are two things that we've noticed over the last 15 years. One is that doctors in practices like options. The other is that no two practices, even if they're of the same specialty, same size, operate the same way. So we built the system and system infrastructure to be completely flexible and adaptable to the individual practice. I would say that's probably our biggest strength is the practicality and the experience management, and then the flexibility and adaptability of the product.
Well, tell me about the recent opening of a Miami office and its significance.
Oh, very exciting. Very exciting. We're coming up on our year of being in the Miami office. It's positioned as our sales and marketing hub. All of the marketing for the company is handled in that office, and our sales, even though we have reps and agents and distribution partners throughout the country, the hub. The Miami office is pretty much the hub for that. So it's exciting. It's something that we wanted to do for a couple of years now. We had the opportunity to do it. We saw a demand, and the office has been received very, very well. So far, in the year that we've been opened, we've been able to set up a couple of really good relationships with a couple of the hospital networks, the RECs in the area, a few IPAs and MSO groups, and it's just been a very exciting, fast-moving time for us, and we're happy with the results so far.
Definitely exciting times. Today we're joined by Kirk Treasure, the Vice President, Sales and Marketing at MediTab Software, developers of IMS, intelligent medical software, and a company offering clinical automation systems that maximize productivity, advance patient care, manage utilization, and reduce costs. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, what experiences led you to your involvement in this industry and with MediTab?
Man, great question. I kind of fell into this position with a former company about 8 years ago. A good friend of mine had an EMR. Well, it was a practice management company only at the time, so they really only dealt with the scheduling and the billing and that part of the practice. I kind of got an opportunity there with a friend of mine, and you know, it just seemed to be something that I immediately fell in love with. I saw the need for it. I saw that it was something that would help our healthcare system as it exists today, at least part of it, right? There's a lot of problems with the healthcare system, but this, you know, electronic health records and automating healthcare is certainly a step in the right direction when it comes to healthcare efficiency, and it just kind of carried me through. I spent about 2 or 3 years there. We ended up selling the company, and I had a couple of other doors open up for me, MediTab being one of those. And you know, since I've been here, it's just been an amazing ride. I've always been interested in technology and innovation, healthcare, and to just have all those things kind of come together, it's a place of, in a position that I hope to be for a long time.
Where do you think the industry is heading in the next 3 to 5 years?
You know, healthcare is changing a lot. There are a lot of changes that not only the ambulatory but the hospitals have to make. We're seeing new divisions of healthcare pop up as it relates to managed care and ACOs and things along those lines. But in the next three to five years, you know, I hope for a more, I guess, liquid, a more integrated healthcare system, where it's easy to access patient information. I think the biggest issue with healthcare now is one, the cost, the skyrocketing cost of healthcare due to redundancy, whether it be orders or visits or scripts, medication orders, and ultimately this process of going electronic and getting healthcare collaboratives and just kind of unifying that process and syncing it across multiple fronts would help to reduce some of those inefficiencies and costly parts of the healthcare system today. And that's where I see in about 3 to 5 years, I see healthier communities, I see healthier patients, I see more informed patients, I see more informed physicians, and more community collaboration in healthcare, and that's what's driving, you know, at least our passion here at MediTab.
Tell our listeners, if you would, where they could get more information about MediTab online.
Oh, absolutely. You can certainly visit us at www.meditab.com, or you can give us a call anytime to speak with one of our sales reps or account specialists at 866-99-GO-EMR. Okay, or you can always call our office, and you can call me directly, and my direct line is 510-686-8478.
Very good. And in conclusion, is there any other parting advice or anything else you want us to know about MediTab that the listeners should know about?
Yeah, absolutely. MediTab, like most of our competitors out there, other companies out there, are really looking to do a good thing in the healthcare space. I definitely encourage that if you're with a practice or a doctor that's not electronic, I would at least encourage that you inquire to your providers to look in that direction, because it is a much safer, much more efficient way to not only manage patient care, but to also get patients involved in their healthcare as well.
He is Kirk Treasure, the Vice President, Sales and Marketing at MediTab Software, developers of IMS, intelligent medical software, and a company offering clinical automation systems that maximize productivity, advance patient care, manage utilization, and reduce costs. And the website of reference, once again, is MediTab.com. Kirk, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Excellent. Eric, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure being here.
Definitely. Thank you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.